This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go, ready to slice and dice what happened and what we think will happen later on this week. Phillies over the Padres, Astros say goodbye to the Yankees, and we have a World Series matchup. You can be involved in the program in a variety of ways. You can sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. You can do that. Check out all the podcasts that we have. You can dial us up every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, your opportunity to tell us what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator, Tyler, standing by. You can email. You can tweet. Stat of the day, play of the day, poll question. All of that coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. After what happened yesterday, the Buffalo Bills, prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Eagles and then the Chiefs. And then there's a big drop-off after that. It's the Buccaneers at 15-1, the Niners 15-1, the Vikings, who had a bye week, 16-1. And some of those surprises yesterday, the Seahawks over the Chargers. If the Chargers start out on the road in the postseason, don't get a first-round bye. It's because of losses like that against the Seahawks. But give credit to Seattle. Geno Smith played well. Kenneth Walker, the running back out of Michigan State, who I thought would be the rookie of the year, finally had his coming-out party here. The Chiefs roll, the Bengals, Cowboys with Dak back. Titans, they don't go away. The Giants don't go away. The Ravens still lingering. The Jets on the road. The Raiders and the Dolphins pick up the victory tonight. It's the Bears at the Patriots. Most of the focus will be and should be on two aging quarterbacks in the NFC. You can call them aging by the way they played. They would be veterans, another description if they were winning. But Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and this is what happens. You count them out. How many times have you said, Tom Brady can't come back? It's 28-3. Oh, that team's not very good this year. And then all of a sudden you go, he's back. And they should get better. Green Bay, I don't know. Right now, I have no idea. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers has any idea either.
We just got to play better, all of us. You know, I think if we all look at the film, there's probably a number of plays in every phase that we could have done better. But we just, I said it before, the margin of error is so tight that we don't execute at all on offense. It's not winning football.
He's been saying this. You can go back the last couple of weeks and hear the same thing. Here's Tom Brady after their loss, an embarrassing loss in Carolina.
You have to work hard. You have to have discipline, commitment, mental and physical toughness. Those are all character traits. And we have a lot of great guys in the locker room. So we're going to go in tomorrow morning. We've got a short week. We've got to work hard to try to fix it.
The Buccaneers' loss is inexplicable. Like, you're going, wait, they didn't score a touchdown. You had Mike Evans dropping a sure touchdown there. And maybe that changes things. You're facing a team that's having a fire sale. And you lose and you don't score a touchdown? And then you have P.J. Walker, a USFL quarterback, who comes in to beat you. The Packers were at least on the road against the Commanders. And Taylor Heineke, who I think is, you know, the best quarterback for them, not Carson Wentz. He was okay yesterday. He was just good enough. But I go back to trying to figure out Green Bay. And I can't lay this all at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. We do give the quarterback way too much credit and sometimes way too much blame. I still would like to have seen him in preseason be more involved with those wide receivers. Do they make mistakes? Absolutely. Are they going to continue? Yes. They're young receivers. But when you lose Devontae Adams, to me, it was a higher priority to play a little bit in the preseason. Would that have mattered? Maybe not. But it could have helped, or it could have better prepared them a little bit. And it's, you're watching a team that's barely averaging 18 points a game. And they didn't put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. He didn't get sacked. He got hit once. It's just one of those games where you go, how is this happening? And it feels like there's more and more of those this year in the NFL where you go, wait, what happened? You got the Giants? Yeah. Now, they almost lost it. But it was one of those games, and Seton brought this, Paulie brought this up. Like, you're rooting for the Giants because they've been down for such a long period of time. But then you're like, well, gosh, let's stay on Jacksonville's bandwagon a little bit. That was kind of a – so you're rooting for both of the teams, whoever has the ball last. And I think people have quieted down on the Jags. They jumped in. Oh, okay, new coach, everything. Yep, they're going to be a playoff-caliber team. I think they're going to be a dangerous team, an interesting team. They're not a playoff team, but you can see that they have something there. And you're trying to figure all of this out. Keep this in mind. Last year, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams lost all three games in November, went 0-3. We tend to panic. I think you're going to get to the point after the trade deadline where you go, okay, they didn't do anything, or they traded away, you know, some players here. You know, the Buccaneers 2 years ago went through a really tough stretch, ended up winning the Super Bowl. It's just, if you see where a team can get better, get healthier, like the Chargers have way too many injuries and are not going to be a Super Bowl caliber team just because of the injuries. If you're starting to get players back, you look at your schedule, you know, you got Buccaneers and the Ravens Thursday night. So when Todd Bowles goes, it's about as dark as it can get. No, that's not true because you do have Thursday night. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, Dan, we could start right there almost with the playoffs. Who would you bet on to make the playoffs? We could throw the Packers on there, the Buccaneers, 49ers, Raiders, ooh. Browns.
Boy, all you wanted the Browns to do, if you're a Browns fan, is just, can we hold on? Can we be a 500 team by the time Deshaun Watson joins us? That's a real puzzler because that's a good roster. You got maybe the best running back in football. You got a good offensive line. I thought the defense was going to be a little bit more formidable, but Cleveland has been a real disappointment. The Raiders got a win. I know it's the Texans. Paulie goes, they might be the best 2-win team in football. I go, I don't know if that's a rallying cry. Come on, get in here, guys. We're the best two-win team. Yeah.
2-5 and getting better.
Yeah.
The best 2-5 in the league.
This program brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right. What else do we have poll question-wise?
Well, we could bring back a poll question that I wanted to do last week. How much trouble are the Lakers in? DEFCON 5, DEFCON 3, DEFCON 1. But we'll save that. We won't overreact. It is Overreaction Monday. After all.
Yeah, I don't know what people expect out of the Lakers. They're not a good team. You know, yes, they've lost their first three. Okay. They're over-under. I was checking on this. The Lakers over-under to start the season was 45.5. Now it's down to 41.5 and sinking. Let's see. What else do we have there, Seton?
We could go with who is the comeback player of the weekend, Bryce Harper or the field?
John Smoltz, if John Smoltz wins the sports Emmy for being the best analyst, I think all they have to do is take the Bryce Harper at bat. And you heard John Smoltz take you from start to finish of what, as a pitcher, he would be thinking, Bryce Harper would be thinking. And it was brilliant. Brilliant TV. I was transfixed by what Smoltz was telling me because he said, look, this pitcher, who's a rookie, 30 years of age, Suarez, and he said, look, he's got four pitches. He can only use two on Bryce Harper. Okay, got my attention. And then he said, he throws the change, but you lay off the change, and then you wait for the fastball. And he said, this is what Bryce Harper does. Nobody has more swings and misses early in the count, and then you throw a fastball, and then you start to move it up in the strike zone. And he said, but he can go the other way. John basically said this is what Bryce Harper's thinking, and this is what the pitcher's trying to do. And Harper hit the home run. It was wonderful. Wonderful TV. And you have these moments where that person who's been in those moments can put you right in the batter's box or right on the mound. I thought what Smoltz did during that at bat, give him the sports Emmy based just off of that. Yeah, Paul.
You know what's great right after that? Ken Rosenthal from Fox is sitting in the dugout, and he's waiting for Bryce Harper to calm down. They did an interview with Bryce Harper in the dugout within 6 minutes, 5 minutes of him hitting that home run. Harper's still huffing and puffing. I can't believe they got access to him. And he goes, how do you feel right now? And Harper goes, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe it. Like, it was great. It wasn't an hour after the game. It was 4 minutes after the biggest swing of his life.
Yeah. I was surprised. I thought, wow, he just homered.
There's little Ken Rosenthal sitting there waiting.
Yeah. And I thought, wait, how did they let Ken in the dugout there? What's going on here? Yes, Tom.
And they had great Schwarber reaction. He must have said, oh, my God, like five times in a row while you see Harper jogging towards first base after hitting it out.
It was amazing TV. It was really, really well done. I think the Phillies are probably getting a lot of fans that they never thought that they had or they wanted. They're not the Astros. That's it. Hey, why are you rooting for us? Well, we're not rooting for you. We're just rooting against the Astros. The Yankees get swept. I know. I'm constantly reminded about analytics. Hey, analytics wins. Okay. The Yankees struck out 50 times getting swept. Swept. That's it. And the Astros are a better team. But take a game or two, right? And then the Aaron Judge speculation. Do I think the following is true? Here's the question to Aaron Judge and his answer.
Have you thought at all about what comes next for you?
Not at all. Not yet. Not yet. We got I got plenty of time to figure that out.
Did you spend any time today thinking about how this could be the last home game for you here?
No.
Take anything in?
No, not at all. Not at all. I try to go out there and do my job and help this team win. And I really didn't think it would.
What about after it was over?
It happened so quick. You don't really. Yeah, I have time to soak much in it.
Aaron Judge has been answering this question all season long. Like, not answering the question all season long.
Wish he could shake off pitches as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that And then, you know, you put up a good regular season. All right. Postseason, that's when you start to get booed by your own fans. The Yankees move on. Home. Yes, Todd?
When Judge was saying it's been a great six seasons, the fans have always been supportive. I wish I could have brought them a championship. It definitely had that sound a little bit like he's wrapping it up.
Wait. Apologies. I forgot to congratulate you being a diehard Astros fan.
All right.
Yeah.
You did it, kid.
7-0.
Well done, Todd.
Denver 2-5, Houston 7-0.
Yeah. Mr. Astro.
Yeah. Nobody knows the Astros quite like you do.
Yuri Gurriel, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah. Maldonado. Candy Maldonado.
Probably a crazy scene at the house yesterday.
It was pretty wild.
The Astros move on. They sweep the Yankees. You and your wife, probably a pretty crazy celebration.
Balloons, cake.
I like it.
Just got a little out of hand, actually.
I like it. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We have our play of the day, stat of the day. LeVar Arrington, Fox Sports Radio, former NFL linebacker, will join us. I think he's going into the Penn State Hall of Fame. I got to call Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. I know, he says, you only call me when things aren't going well. Yep. We'll call Rick Stroud and talk to him about just how bad things are, because it could get a whole lot worse. They've got the Ravens in a quick turnaround on Thursday night. All right, we'll come back. We'll decide on our poll question, your phone calls. We'll get to those coming up as well. This Monday edition, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I've mentioned the Discover credit card. You know, you get to redeem your rewards for cash at any time you want. But also, Discover has a lot of other things that most credit cards don't even think about offering. Online privacy protection, the latest innovation from Discover, helping you regularly remove your personal information from websites, 10 of the most popular people search websites that sell your data. You can activate in the Discover app, discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick
and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting your local dealer. I got a crazy stat here. I stumbled upon this and I thought, okay. And it times into what I was listening to. I drove up to see Adam Sandler's stand-up act in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's about a three-hour drive. Wasn't able to see him the other night that he was in town. Wanted to go up and say hello to him, remind him that if he needs me in one of his movies, I'm always going to be there. Just a subtle reminder. And did bring up the Danettes haven't been in a movie for a while, and now we have a new Danette in Marvin. It'd be nice. No, I don't want to have any news. Sorry.
Sounded promising.
Yeah. And I think Sandler knew that there was going to be a big windup and a pitch about, reading that you're going to do maybe a movie on baseball card collecting. And he goes, yep, we're talking about it, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
I used to collect cards. Panini America is one of our big sponsors. And I just wasn't getting the feedback from Sandler I was hoping for. I used to be able to drop those hints in a little bit more subtle way. And then he'd say, oh, Danny, you want to be in a movie? Sure, I'll be in another one. Yes, Paul.
And this new movie is with the Safdie brothers, who directed Uncut Gems, which is more of a film.
Yeah, I know.
We don't get in films.
I would like to be in a film, not a movie, if I could. Before I call it a career, it'd be nice to be in a film, not a movie. But Sandman did not offer up an invitation yet, but I had a three-hour drive. And I thought, who better to listen to for 3 hours? Anybody want to guess? Because it also leads to what I think is a fabulous stat of the day. Seton, I'll start with you.
Who better to listen to?
Yeah, 3 hours. A Saturday afternoon.
Bruce Springsteen?
No. Marv, I'll ask you.
Taylor Swift,
hey.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding. Had a new album. Well.
And instant classic?
No.
Okay.
Disappointed. I'm disappointed in Taylor Swift.
Haters gonna hate.
Yes. The only Power 5 team to win their first game after the release of every Taylor Swift album. This team is 10-0. The first game after Taylor Swift has an album that drops. The Ohio State Buckeyes are 10-0 after Tay-Tay drops her album. Yeah, heck yeah. Stat of the day.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here comes that what?
Stat of the day.
Yeah, I was disappointed. It's time for Taylor Swift to move on. You want to write a song about Kanye or Jake Gyllenhaal or John Mayer? We've been through that.
She's made a whole, like $1 billion off of not moving on.
I know, but she's in love now. She's been with this guy for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's an English actor.
Of course.
Yeah. And if I'm him, like at some point, don't you say, hey, hon, how about some fun things in the album? Instead of talking about John Mayer and Jake Gyllenhaal when you were 20 years of age.
Yeah, Paul. If you date Taylor Swift, would you have her sign a non-disclosure so she can't write songs about you after you're gone?
Oh, disc.
Disc, like a...
D-I-S-S, disc.
Like to make fun of.
Both disc and disc. Disc. Like the record disc.
Yes. Would I...
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Non-disclosure.
I have no idea. But I listened to the album and we're still, you know, we're going back 10 years ago. Time to move on. Have a happy song. How about tell me about being in love? Not, there's John. She wrote a song called Dear John, not on this album, but you're going, wow, that sounds like it's written about John Mayer. Yeah, it is. And then the Jake Gyllenhaal. That one song is 10 minutes long on the previous album about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Huh.
10 minutes.
Did you listen to her whole discography or whatever it's called?
A lot.
Everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan. I think she's, you know, great songwriter, great lyrics, hooks. She's not a great singer, but she's a great performer.
Oh, boy.
No, it's like Madonna. Madonna is a great businesswoman. You know, how her approach, she was different. Taylor crosses all genres there.
Out for the Swift.
I'd love to be able to see her in concert.
I can't wait for Taylor Swift to go through her fake English accent era.
Well, I would figure if she was going to do it, she had already done it.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But
hello, mate.
I did listen to.
Isn't it Australian?
Hello, chaps.
I did listen to Taylor Swift. 3 hours going up, and then 3 hours coming back. Yes, Todd.
Would you go see her by yourself like you did with Britney Spears?
Absolutely.
Solo to the
Absolutely.
Country. Good for you.
Absolutely. Yes, Marv.
Where were your kids when you saw Britney Spears?
Well, I was on the road, NBA Finals in Los Angeles. And I did ask other people if they wanted to go see Britney Spears with me. And nobody wanted to. And I went and I had great seats and I enjoyed the show. Yeah, Marv.
Hey, don't worry. I've seen NSYNC. I saw them.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I went to see One Direction.
We're here. Next boy band, we're going.
Yeah. BTS, I'd go see them.
My son loves BTS. I'm in too.
Yes, yes, Todd.
But Marvin got the shirt and the hat and the keychain, and he was really all in. He was out in the souvenir shop. Was
Chris Kirkpatrick, I love you. I love you, Chris. They're like, not Justin, not JC. No, Chris Kirkpatrick. He needs a fan.
I did run into a guy at the Sandler show who would be, he was in charge of getting One Direction in the right direction when they would be flying. His job was as a travel manager. And he said that they would always say they were going to land at a certain airport. And then at the last minute, they would go to another airport 30 minutes away because they said, you know, the girls would follow the tail numbers of their planes and it would just be, you know, chaos. And he said, yeah, we would always go, yeah, we're going to be landing at this airport, private airport. And then they'd go to someplace else 30 minutes away. Yeah, Seton.
I was once at an airport waiting for a car, and there was this dude, like, sort of standing next to me, but he was talking to another guy, and he was like, yeah, my niece has been dating this guy from NSYNC for, like, 4 years or something. I think they're getting engaged. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of bragging. I was like, man, I wonder how many dudes are having that same conversation all over country about that same dude.
Yeah.
No, they've been dating for, like, 3 or 4 years. They're probably going to get engaged.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
Get in line, buddy.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah, Paulie.
What happened to rock and roll? If Motley Crue didn't give a different tail number in a different airport, they went the other way. They announced, this is the airport we're landing at. Be there at this time. One Direction's like, hey, we got to get away from all these women.
No, I think Motley Crue had a different tail number.
Run for your life. There's girls.
Ooh, yucky. Ooh. Yeah.
They had poles on the plane, Motley Crue. They didn't have seats. They had poles.
Oh, run for your life.
No direction.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. They had a pole on a plane. You could look it up. Read the book. Yeah. Motley Crue had a pole on a plane.
Dirt is one of the best books I've ever read.
Ever. You don't have to like Motley Crue at all to enjoy 100%. The Motley Crue book.
All right.
Run for your life, there's girls. This is one of the funniest things you've ever
said. Hey, pilot, can you tell them we're at O'Hare and we're really going to Midway because I can't stand all those women waiting for us at the gate? Excuse me? Can you imagine the pilot going, what?
Excuse me? All right, so what's poll question we're going to go with on this program?
I actually went with who are you rooting for the World Series?
Oh, okay. All right.
Phillies or Astros. You want to guess the early voting, Dan? Early voting.
78% Phillies.
Oh, man, 79% Phillies.
Okay.
You were right on.
All right. I got my finger on the pulse of this fan base.
No one believes in us.
Astros.
Yeah. Nobody believes in the Padres anymore, though. So just putting that out there. Yes, Todd.
I love Rocky, but are you all in every time Philadelphia does something good, they got to play the soundtrack of Rocky? Is that cool? Does that get old? It's a double for Schwarber.
For Fritzy's right. When Harper was up, every time he'd foul one off, they go, that bell, that ding, ding, they just do between pitches.
Well, it's weird. They walked him. It's the I am time to walk. What? Two outs, runner in first, the third inning.
If you go to a USC football game, they play that fight song, be a first down, boom, here comes the music. Third and three, we got it, and here it comes. They should say, it's got to be at a big moment if you're going to do that. With Florida State, when they do the tomahawk chop, the Braves, same thing, that you get a lot of these universities or teams, and here it comes. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow, Bears Patriots coming up tonight. Are you excited? All right, maybe not. Mike in Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. 6 foot, 200 pounds. And best and worst of the weekend. The worst was the Padres did lose. Yep. Don't worry, we're going back into our turtle shell. And the Chargers losing, but the best of the weekend was San Diego State beating Nevada. And as well, my son that is 16 years old got his first dunk this year. So that's all I got for you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. All right. Must be a slow weekend there in Lake Tahoe for Mike. It's San Diego State got a win against Nevada. Now, it is big that your son got his first dunk. Yes, Seton.
A lot of Padres fans reached out.
They have?
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, in very typical San Diego fashion, they were all like holding up a beer and smiling and be like, all right, well, see you next year. See you later. I'm going to go enjoy living in paradise. Yeah. Adios.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, never mind.
Doug in Daytona Beach. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I got two worst. Our Super Bowl picks of the Packers and Chargers not looking too good.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
My Chargers might be the frailest team in sports history. My second worst is I'm addicted to football. My wife was out of town this weekend. I watched 24 hours plus football. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Doug. I'm addicted to football. Help me.
Okay, Doug. Just slowly step away from the TV.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for sharing with us.
Hi, Doug. Yeah, Paul.
There's no way to do it on Saturdays, though. The college football schedule, they start with, Iowa State wasn't great, but Syracuse Clemson was early. And then you can go to 12:30, 1 o'clock Eastern with games easily.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Jeff in Detroit. And I am a loser. I have a team that
Hi, Jeff.
Loses. Oh, my goodness. First of all, Dan, you guys are in your sweet spot. All four sports are going at the same time. I can just wonder what you say to your wife. Honey, I got to go downstairs and watch sports. I mean, all four of them are going. Listen, Dan, my best is going to be the parody of the NFL right now. Yeah. I mean, you got New York teams winning, and then nobody gives Tampa Bay and Carolina a chance against Tampa Bay, and they go in and clean their clocks. I mean, I'm like, my goodness. Then I'm listening to Robert Saleh, the coach of the Jets, talk. In all honesty, he talks like I want to hear what he has to say opposed to what I want to hear. You know what I mean? Certain coaches say what you want to hear, and then certain coaches say what you really and truly need to know. I guess the biggest thing, though, is there a way? Anyway, for Detroit to come back up out of this, because I honestly believe they got a curse on them.
They're 1-5. And I wonder if they're going to let Dan Campbell hold on here. And it's not just Jared Goff. It's, it's going to take time. I thought they'd be on the cusp of being a playoff team. They play hard. They'll play hard for him, but that'll only get you so far. They got one win right now. 63 games in the NFL have been decided by 8 points or less. That's the most through the first 7 weeks in NFL history.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, depth, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what stat of the day.
Detroit's on the clock right now. They would have the number one pick in the draft. I wonder how Carolina fans felt. Yeah, you got to beat Tom Brady, but man, you don't want to have very many wins this year. Like, do your best to not do that well, but to be able to beat in the division, you beat, you know, Tom Brady, maybe his last visit that he ever has there. But I was thinking about that, like, oh, this is great to be, you know, it'd be nice to be leading Tom Brady and then let him have one of those great comebacks there. Yes, Marv.
But is it a huge difference between the players and the front office? Because the players, they're out there to win. They don't care about next year's draft pick.
No.
Like, those guys are just trying to win now. So is it one of those things where the front office is like, guys, great win?
Well, management will, it's managerial tanking. Where they'll go, you know, we're going to stay with P.J. Walker. But he looked okay. You know, when Baker Mayfield comes back, does he become the starting quarterback? Or Carson Wentz when he comes back? And I wonder about the Commanders fans. Daniel Snyder's family, you know, they're there at the game. Like, do you want them to win? Do you want him to win? Would you rather that, and not that it matters what the team's record if he stays as the owner there, but it almost, that had to be there's a weird dichotomy of you don't want that guy to win, but you do want your team to win. And the Packers just look uninspired. It's just no pulse, no heartbeat. It was fourth and one, and I thought they were going to run the football. I like A.J. Dillon from a yard away. And even the pass of the play that was called, I was like, that felt like there was a higher degree of difficulty here. And you sort of, it just felt like, well, these are the Commanders. Eventually, we're going to beat them. The same way you probably thought, well, these are the Giants or these are the Jets. You're not good enough to be going, yeah, you know. Eventually, we're a better team. You know, we'll beat these guys. They're not any good. And that's not the case. And this is why the NFC, this is why I applaud what the Niners did, because the Niners went all in. They know that the NFC is there for the taking. Now, they did get roughed up by the Kansas City Chiefs. They do have time to get better. And having Christian McCaffrey there, Kansas City, once again, it feels like we take Patrick Mahomes for granted now. It's just a certain amount of, yeah, that's just him being him. Mecole Hardman stepping up in a big way. And we can go back to what we said a couple of weeks ago and when the question was posed, are they a better offense without Tyreek Hill? They're certainly a different one. I just wonder when they get to the postseason and you need that big play, do they have that big play person? Aside from Kelsey, these other receivers, can they make a play that we've seen Tyreek Hill make? Yeah, Marv.
Is the MVP award up for grabs, especially with Mahomes with no Tyreek Hill? Like, does he have a real chance to win it? Say if they go 13-4.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's Josh Allen. It's in a box in his family room. He gets to open it up if he, at the end of the season, goes 13-4. He's just got to hold serve. That's what this is. And I think that when you look at what Josh Allen, this game Sunday night, standalone game against the Packers, that's why when you go, the Bucks, Packers, they can come back. Well, Tampa Bay's got to get ready for Thursday night against Lamar Jackson. Good luck. And then Green Bay gets Buffalo. Good luck. Yes, Marv.
Aaron Rodgers thinks this is a great idea for them.
I know. Do we have that where he said this is actually a good thing? Here's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us this week. You know, nobody's going to give us a chance. Going to Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, a chance to get exposed. Shoot, might be the best thing for us.
Okay. We've certainly set the bar really, really low. Like, who would have thought? Packers in 2019 went 13-3. Packers 2020, 13-3. Packers 2021, 13-4. Packers this year, 3-4. Yeah, Paul.
Want to play Guess the Line? Bills, Packers, the opening line.
Okay. Okay. All right. How about we take a break? Got our play of the day coming up, and then more phone calls as well. We'll return on the award nominee. What, Paulie?
And Fritzy has a quiz for you guys. Supposedly some type of baseball quiz. He's very fired up about the World Series.
Oh, that's right. You're an Astros fan, Todd. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. 7-0. They swept the Mariners and they just swept the Yankees. They're going to play the Phillies next. Will they play the Phillies?
Did you have how many hits did Altuve have? How many more hits than you in this series?
Altuve struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
They took that wire off him and he didn't hear the beat of the trash can or something. I don't know what happened there.
No, they wanted to put him in the trash can after the way he played. Play of the day up next. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs, or they have public auctions on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, the biggest superstars, the all-time greats, and these are the official products from the NBA, NFL, UFC, NASCAR, and coming very soon, first time ever, World Cup NFTs. Also, NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs are the next to drop. Those cards will sell out. Go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. And you can share your cards in the public gallery. They have challenges to complete. You can earn exclusive award cards, build a wish list, and you can do so with the Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs for the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Listen, guys!
Check this out.
Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going. Yes! And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
That's courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network. Bryce Harper, 11 extra base hits, matching the most by any player through the first 11 games of a postseason. That's your play of the day, brought to you by M-Drive. M-Drive supplements for driven guys, supports healthy testosterone, and the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. That's 55,000. Feel good. Accomplish more. Message and data rates may apply. All right, we have a World Series quiz, and we also have Guess That Point Spread with the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers. Todd, I'll let you start with your World Series quiz.
So the quiz, more of a question, is when should the World Series start and when will it actually begin?
All right. It starts Friday.
Everything wrapped up on Sunday.
Yeah. Friday. I would think that it would be nice to start it on Wednesday. I don't know if that'd be asking too much, but Wednesday, to me, you got to stand alone. Now, Friday night, okay. But I would think Wednesday night, you don't have a football game to compete against.
That's some big hockey games, though. I think the Rangers and Islanders are playing one another. You got to factor that in.
Thanks, Todd. Yes, Paul.
This is where Todd is setting up a complaint where he's going to complain that baseball is taking so long to get the World Series in. But my guess is the World Series has been scheduled for 9 months to start on Friday. And because the series ended early, the series we have a little dead period.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess you can't all of a sudden change it and move it up. There's things that have to be planned ahead of time.
You got to book hotels.
And you got to assume what if they go the distance, both series. So it has to be an earliest starting date or whatever. But you're right on that. It starts on Friday. It would be very nice off of the momentum of Sunday to start this Wednesday. Momentum. Let me try that again. The momentum.
If the Astros weren't playing,
who cares?
Exactly.
Would it really matter? Wednesday, Friday, next Tuesday.
Who cares?
Is it momentum or momentum?
It should be momentum. I might pronounce it wrong 3 times in a row.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
But they will be playing game one, not for another 4 days, Friday night in Houston.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you, Todd.
That was your quiz / inquisitive question thing that I just did.
All right.
How do you feel about that? Did you like that? You were right on it, though. You said it starts Friday.
No, Paulie said, can I go after Todd? Because I know it's going to be better.
The bad
if I
opening
go...
act. Yeah, I know what you're
doing. Yeah. All right.
Guess that point spread?
Guess the point. Okay, guess the Buffalo Bills are favored by how many?
First of all, did you know the World Series starts on Friday?
Yes, I do. Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills.
5-1 Bills hosting the 3-4 Packers. The over-under is 47.5. Whom could guess that line?
I'm going to say 7.5 points.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
I like that. Marv?
I'm going to say 9.5.
All right. Todd?
I thought 4.5.
All right. It leaves it up to me.
I'll give you a hint. I'm checking. It's the second biggest line of the week.
I'm going Buffalo 9 over the Packers.
10.5. Buffalo's giving 10.5 to the Packers. Whoa. We're trying to find out the last time the Packers were getting double-digit points. My guess, it's probably a decade.
The last time the Packers were double-digit underdogs.
Dangerang.
Check. The Eagles are giving 11 to the Steelers. I'd like to know when was the last time the Eagles gave the Steelers that many. And then right on par, Cowboys are giving them 10 to the Bears next week. Guess that line.
Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Al.
Best of the weekend, the supposed fire-selling Carolina Panthers putting a hurting on Tommy Two Tucks and the Bucks and only letting them score 3 points, giving the Falcons a chance to be in first place in the NFC South. Worst of the weekend, when the Falcons had a chance to go over 500 for the first time since 2017, a depleted secondary gave up 490-plus yards to Joe Burrow. It was a painful, painful Sunday, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Al. We've gotten used to Al having painful Sundays. Yes, Pauline.
Carolina, that's a terrible win for Carolina. They're trying to get the number one pick of the draft. Yeah. This screws that up. Detroit right now has the number one pick. Houston, number two. Houston right now has the second and fifth pick of the draft. And here's a sneaky one. Remember when the New Orleans surprised everybody by trading up with the Eagles for the wide receiver? Was it Olave?
Yeah, right? Chris Olave.
They gave up a first-round pick. That pick is now the fourth pick of the draft going to the Eagles. Ouch. Long way to go.
Ouch. Yeah. I've been watching the Mike Evans play. That's one of those when you see, I mean, it's like, okay, that you could have called a fair catch. And it's almost as like you can be too open. You know, you see guys who have a hard time throwing the ball to first base. It's just like, oh, I need a bang-bang play. I got all this time here. You throw it over the first baseman's head. Brady puts it in there perfectly, and Mike Evans just – it's almost like, I'm going to catch this. How am I going to celebrate? He was 10 yards. The nearest defender 10 yards away from him. Yeah. Yes,
Tommy can't throw it and catch it, Dan.
That's true, as Giselle once said after a Super Bowl. Tommy can't throw it and catch it. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Close out hour one with DraftKings. The wait is over. Basketball's back. And with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, new customers can make any $5 bet a moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. In addition to the usual bets, everybody can boost their winnings up to 100% with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the promo code Patrick. Any $5 bet this week, get $200 in free bets if your team wins. DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.